Peters reporting the White House is facing questions about President Biden's silence about nationwide campus protests. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As anti-Israel protesters take over some campuses, police make arrests, and violence cancels some classes, the president has remained silent. Asked about that, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted that no president has been more outspoken against anti-Semitism than Joe Biden. But she offered no definitive answers when repeatedly asked about the president's lack of specific comments on the demonstrations roiling colleges and universities across the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's time to have a vote on stripping House Speaker Mike Johnson's gavel.
Next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative. I think that'll play well. I'm excited about it.
On the Salem Radio Network news program this week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson says this is an attempt by his opponents to get attention.
It's a very unfortunate thing. When the threshold was lowered on the motion to vacate, where any single member could bring the motion to remove a speaker at any time, it's allowed for this absurdity.
Democrats and some Republicans are expected to table Green's motion. The Federal Reserve emphasized that inflation has remained stubbornly high and says it doesn't plan to cut interest rates until it has greater confidence that price increases are slowly sustainably to a 2% target. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 87 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 52. This is SRN News. Is your pastor lonely?
He probably is. A new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research finds 58% of clergymen report feeling lonely on a regular basis. In fact, there is an epidemic of loneliness sweeping the U.S., and the Hartford poll demonstrates that pastors are not immune. A study by Lifeway Research reveals that loneliness is a particular problem for young clergymen who say they need to spend more time developing meaningful friendships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom group's broadcasting into North Korea. International Christian Concern is partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist enclave. For 2 hours every morning and evening, FNKR broadcasts Christian programming, including preaching, music, and the stories of those who have escaped the country. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stocks finished mixed after the head of the Federal Reserve said the cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craved so much are still likely, even if they're delayed because of stubbornly high inflation. On the downside for financial markets, the Fed's chair said inflation is taking longer than expected to get under control. But he also said its next move is unlikely to be a rate hike and announced moves to help stabilize the bond market. The Dow is up 87 points today to close at 37,903. The Nasdaq lost 52 to 15,605. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points to 5018. New York oil fell $2.93 to $79 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.